USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Laken Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Voters are taking part in presidential preference contests in several states across the country once more this Tuesday. This is both major parties line up support around the top two candidates, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, ahead of the November general election. Votes are being cast Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. Americans are anticipating that high prices will remain for the foreseeable future, according to a recent survey conducted by the New York Federal Reserve. Of course, that's not what central bankers say they think. A former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston, South Carolina, says Barnett died Saturday from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive about the issue of President Biden's recent rhetoric on illegal immigration. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Laken Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead more broadly to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Airbnb is announcing a ban on indoor security cameras across all listings. The short-term rental platform made that declaration Monday. Previously, indoor security cameras were permitted in common areas if they were clearly disclosed on the listing page and placed in visible locations. This decision follows customer grievances and a sketch addressing the matter on Saturday Night Live. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.